assist client to determine homeownership feasibility. Despite the high entry costs of homeownership is quite common in the US, partly because there is a lot of social pressure to become a homeowner in this society, and partly because the government has a number of incentives in place for home buyers. However, homeownership rates are much higher for some US social demographics than others. Clients could be experiencing various external pressures to own a home, or it may be a highly relevant goal, so take some time to learn about the client's goals and values related to home ownership to ensure their home buying plans align with these goals and values. The client may need to make sacrifices to own the home and do more to keep it and maintain it long enough to make it worth all of that effort. Counselors can help clients find first-time home buyer classes. These classes can help spell out the costs and risks of homeownership and will go over the steps a prospective homeowner can take to minimize these risks and get a mortgage that works for them. Most homeowners use a mortgage to finance their purchase. A mortgage is a loan for real estate that uses the home and/or the property the home is on as collateral for the loan. These loans are typically for long periods of time to enable making the loan affordable, but even with a competitive interest rate and a conservative loan type, such as a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, the total amount paid for a home will be much more than the selling price. For some mortgage types, the total cost can be far higher, and there is a risk that the monthly payment or other clauses could become even more costly or unaffordable. Since this is often the single largest purchase a client will ever make, it is important for the counselor to help the client understand the costs, the process, the important details, the rewards, and the risks. This starts with assisting the client to determine if homeownership is feasible, assess total housing expenses client can afford. Assessing homeownership feasibility starts with assessing income stability. Since homeownership has high upfront costs, interview the client to determine if the client plans on living in the community for at least a few years and if their sources of income are relatively stable. A high likelihood of needing to move or a higher potential for loss of income can make homeownership less feasible. Refer to the client's spending plan budget to help the client decide how much income they can devote to total housing expenses. A house payment, including principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PITI, not just the principal and interest amount, but importantly, also savings towards maintenance and repairs and/or a homeowners association, HLA fee. PITI is defined as an acronym for the four components of a monthly mortgage payment: principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Principal, this is the payment that reduces the outstanding loan amount. Extra payments early in a loan can reduce interest paid significantly and reduce the duration of the loan, but do not change the required payment. Interest, this is the interest due on the current balance. As the client makes progress paying on the amortization schedule, the interest owed will go down. However, the total of principal plus interest due will not change, because as the interest owed goes down, more principal is due in each payment. Taxes. Taxes refer to property taxes due, which are based on the home's estimated value and the taxes assessed at various levels of government. Property taxes may increase over time. Property taxes paid may be tax deductible if the client itemizes. Insurance, this refers to the client's homeowner's insurance policy. These rates can increase. If they do, one option is to get quotes on insurance to find a lower rate. A homeowner's association, HOA, and HOA fees are defined as HOA. An organization in a residential community that establishes and enforces rules for properties and residents and collects fees from homeowners to maintain shared amenities and common areas. HOA fees, regular payments made by homeowners to their neighborhood or condominium association to cover shared amenities, services, and maintenance costs. If the client does not have a budget, the counselor should actively work to promote adoption of this tool for prospective home buyers. Not only will this help determine what is affordable, but looking back at past budget information can help when determining a history of income stability. Reviewing income tax returns can also help when looking at past income patterns. This information is also useful for housing ratios and calculations. Housing ratios and calculations can help determine how much of a client's budget is available to pay the mortgage. Lenders use these ratios when determining whether to pre-approve or approve a client for a mortgage. These ratios, plus the client's credit score, also have an impact on the interest rate that lenders will offer to approved clients. The front-end ratio, a variation on the debt-to-income DTI ratio, also called the housing ratio, is defined as a lending measure that compares a borrower's housing costs to their gross income to assess mortgage eligibility. The front-end housing ratio separates out just the necessary housing payments, which include principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PITI plus homeownership association, HLA fees. If a client is looking at a particular home, the PITI and HLA fees can be estimated if the client has already locked in an interest rate or rate range. Otherwise, the maximum the client can afford in their budget could be used. The following example is for a client couple who have $6,500 in gross income per month. Assume the client couple decides they can afford $1,800 per month for housing expenses, so the counselor uses this amount in the calculations. Lenders typically consider any front-end housing ratio over 28% to be too high, but an even lower level may be what is best for a given client. For clients who do not know what their housing payment and HLA fees will be, the front-end housing ratio can be rearranged using a maximum percentage of their gross income that would likely be approved for a given market, or the percentage of gross income the client would be willing to devote to housing payments. In the formula version below, 28% is used, but another rate might be selected. This client couple can afford to pay $1,820 per month for PITI and HOA fees combined, using this percentage amount. It will also mean they will pass a lender's front-end ratio criteria if 28% is the rate used by the lender for the given loan type being applied for. The back-end ratio, a variation on the DTI ratio, is defined as a financial metric comparing all monthly debt obligations to gross monthly income, often used to evaluate mortgage eligibility. The back-end housing ratio considers both housing expenses and other debt payments. In this client couple example, we assume the total housing payments will be $1,800 again. The client couple also has these non-housing debt payments per month, car payment $165 plus credit card payment $150 plus student loan payment $485 equals $800. Therefore, the total debt payments with the projected home cost will be $1,800 plus $800 equals $2,600 in total debt payments. Lenders typically treat a back-end housing ratio over 36% to be too high, but again, a client may want a lower level to ensure home affordability. This client couple has some gaps to close in their back-end housing ratio due to the traditional 36% limit for the back-end ratio. Note that the 28% limit for the front-end ratio and the 36% limit for the back-end ratio are rules of thumb for qualifying for a conventional fixed-rate mortgage. Often these will be listed in a shorthand version for a given mortgage type with the front-end ratio followed by the back-end ratio with a slash between them. 28/36, 33/38, 31/43, and so on. However, the true limits are whatever a given lender will approve. There are many exceptions made for the given housing market. A back-end ratio could be as high as 50% and may still be approved. Deciding to take on a mortgage with this much debt may or may not be a good idea. It will depend on a client's risk tolerance, financial stability, and other goals and priorities. Assess client down payment savings. Lenders will set requirements for the down payment that is needed for loan approval, defined as the initial sum paid upfront when purchasing a high-value item like a house or car, with the remaining cost typically financed. The prospective homeowner will actually need more than just the down payment amount to get a mortgage, because they will also need to pay closing costs. Ensure that the closing costs are factored into the assessment of client savings. Lenders have traditionally wanted a home buyer to pay for 20% of a home's sell-in price upfront as a down payment. For example, on a $240,000 home, this would be $48,000, not including closing costs. This gives the home buyer immediate equity in the home equal to the down payment percentage. However, as home prices go up, saving this much has become more and more difficult for many home buyers. The minimum down payment for many types of loans is only 5%, and to qualify for a Federal Housing Administration, FHA, loan, the client could put down as little as 3.5% of the home value. The counselor can also help clients locate programs that help people with down payment assistance, such as a loan from a state program that may have beneficial terms or deferred payments and slash or interest until the end of the mortgage or until the house is sold slash refinanced. Counselors can help find such programs and determine their eligibility requirements. When a homebuyer is not able to put down at least 20% of the home value, the mortgage lender will require that the PITI payment include private mortgage insurance. Government-backed mortgages have similar types of mortgage insurance with their own requirements. Private mortgage insurance, PMI, is defined as supplemental insurance required by lenders when a borrower's down payment is below a certain threshold, typically 20%, to protect the lender in case of default. This insurance pays the lender the difference between the amount owed on the loan and the amount the lender actually gets from the sale if they must foreclose on the home. PMI is insurance that does not help the client at all, other than to get approved for a mortgage with a lower down payment. PMI tends to range from 0.5 to 2% of the debt per monthly payment, so this effectively raises the interest rate paid on the loan. Lenders use the loan-to-value LTV ratio to determine when PMI is no longer needed. This ratio is related to homeowner's equity. The homeowner's home equity can be calculated as 100% minus the LTV percentage. For example, 100% minus 80% LTV equals 20% home equity. Because PMI will increase the payment the client makes over time, it is important for the client to know that they can get PMI removed just as soon as they reach 20% equity. Lenders will automatically remove PMI when a loan reaches 78% LTV, 22% equity for the owner, but there is no reason to wait longer than needed. This 80%, that is 20% equity, level can be reached by the value of the home going up in slash or by the homeowner reducing the outstanding principal balance amount over time. For example, if after a few years, the homeowner has paid the principal balance down from $240,000 to $220,000, down payment plus principal payments, and the home is now appraised at $275,000, the LTV ratio will be. To get PMI dropped related to home appreciation, the client will need to determine the lender's requirements, but this will always require making a written request. The lender may require the homeowner to get a home appraisal from an independent, accredited third party that specializes in home appraisals, who will submit this report to the lender. Some lenders will accept a less expensive form of appraisal, such as one based entirely on comps, comparable homes, which are covered where home selling is discussed. To continue the running example, assume the client couple has saved $24,000 in emergency savings and proposes using this for their down payment. If the home in question is $240,000, this would be 10% equity, or more realistically, if $7,000 is estimated to be the closing costs, this would be about 7%. Using emergency savings for this purpose would also expose the client to significant risk related to loss of income or other emergencies. Loss of income will have a higher risk impact after the client has a mortgage, due to the possibility of default, assess client credit score requirements. A client's credit score significantly impacts their ability to pre-qualify or qualify for a home mortgage. The lender will have a loan approval limit related to the type of loan being sought. A useful tip to pass on to clients is that the lender will usually disclose their credit score requirements for a given loan type if asked. While mortgage interest rates offered are based on the current going market rates for various mortgage types, the best credit scores will be offered the lowest rate in a range of rates, and the worst score that is still approved will be offered the highest interest rate in the range. The interest rate paid strongly impacts both the amount of the required monthly payment and the total amount of interest that will be paid on the loan. Therefore, the client may want to set their own goals for their credit score when seeking a mortgage. They will also need to pull a copy of their credit report, look for any errors, and get these removed. For example, if the client couple in the running example have credit scores of 700 and 710, these scores are good enough for some types of loans. However, the client couple would like their scores to be higher to get an even better interest rate and to enable getting a conventional mortgage, such as scores of 750 or higher. If a client instead had a credit score around 600, they might be denied a mortgage or only offered a mortgage that would likely be categorized as a subprime mortgage, with high interest rates and slasher fees. Assist the client to set home buying smart goals. Given the client's housing expenses they can afford, their front-end and back-end ratios, their down payment savings, and their credit score, the counselor can help the client determine if homeownership is currently attainable or if the client would be better served coming up with some smart goals for buying a home, including by setting an attainable timeline. A possible reason for clients to need to make smart goals is if they are turned down for a mortgage. In such cases, the first thing to do is to find out why they were denied. Then the client can set goals to address those factors. For example, assume a client couple decides that they are not ready to buy a home right now, but it is important to their life aspirations, and they are willing to work for it. The client couple set the following SMART goal: within 3 years from today, we will have secured financial pre-approval from the banking institution of our choice to make an offer on a home for $220,000 or less that meets our family's needs in a safe neighborhood near one of our workplaces by starting on our enabling tasks this month. Then the client couple follows with an action plan that they created earlier and are now revising to add some additional steps. The action steps include, starting this month and continuing each month until paid off, we will devote $200 or more per month to pay off our credit card until it is paid off. Starting this month and for the remaining 18 months of the loan, we will pay $300 per month to pay off our outstanding car loan. We will avoid using our credit card for new charges for 3 years, unless the card is paid off and we can pay off the charges in 1 month. We will pay all bills on time to improve our credit scores over the next 3 years. I, a part-time worker, will apply for higher-paying jobs or full-time jobs, applying for at least one job per month. We will save $300 per month for 3 years for the down payment and will continue to save $250 per month for emergency savings. We will devote no more than 50% of our emergency savings towards a down payment and closing costs. 1 year before starting to make offers on homes, we will identify our preferred timeline for closing and take these steps. Get pre-approved for financing for a home in our price range, $220,000 or lower, from the banking institution of our choice after shopping around for the best rates. Select and meet with a real estate agent and search online resources once daily to find homes for sale in our price range. If a potential house is found, schedule a viewing within 48 hours if other schedules allow. Identify at least one home that meets our criteria and submit an offer after determining the contractual clauses we are comfortable with, financing clause, inspection clause, etc., and how much earnest money we are willing to commit. Find a home inspection professional through our real estate agent, who could be available if our offer is accepted. If our offer is not accepted, we will discuss serving as a backup offer with our real estate agent. We will review possible reasons why our offer was not accepted and adjust our approach as needed and feasible. We will repeat the home identification and offer process until a home is purchased. Let's assume that the client couple complete the actions for steps 1 through 6 and come back in to discuss buying a home after 2 years have passed and 1 year to go. They will have the following levels of readiness by the end of the year. Family gross monthly income, $7,500 per month, $90,000 per year. Emergency savings, $33,946 after saving $250 per month during 3 year period, plus some interest. Down payment, $300 per month for 36 months, plus some interest equals $10,974, plus up to $16,973 from emergency savings equals $27,947, less about $7,000 for closing and rounded down to the nearest $1,000 to retain more emergency funds equals $20,000. Non-housing debt, $485 per month for student loan. Credit scores, 725 and 730. The client couple could afford a higher mortgage payment now, but want to try for one that is less than what they would qualify for if possible. The couple is now in a much better position to get approved for a conventional mortgage, especially if a less expensive home is bought or the client applies for a government-backed mortgage. While the client's use of some emergency savings is not ideal, it is the client's plan.